So in a few minutes, Bill's going to tell us, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And even if we're only symbolically imposing ashes today, this is a stark reminder that we are mortal. Death is a certainty. The timing, like the rest of life, is uncertain, but death will come to all of us. It's part of who we are as humans since the fall. We were made from the dust of the ground, and we will return to it after life is over. Psalm 103, which we just read, reminds us that the Lord knows whereof we are made, and he remembers that we are but dust. So do you think about that outside of Ash Wednesday? In the past year, filled with COVID and political tension, fear, uncertainty, we've been reminded that whatever control we thought we had is an illusion. We don't know when death will come, which should prompt us to focus on our life and our relationship with God and others. Because isn't that what Lent is all about? Taking honest stock of who we are, how we live, and why we do the things we do. It's about turning towards a life committed to loving God and to loving others. We don't fast or pray or give for recognition. Rather, it's about ensuring that your heart is in the right place. 3 years ago on Ash Wednesday, there was a school shooting that left 17 students and staff dead at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. There's a famous picture of two mothers crying outside as they awaited news. And one of them has a dusty cross drawn on her forehead. She attended a service just like this one, being reminded about the fragility of life, the certainty of death, and the importance of living fully today. And I wonder if she took it seriously. Did she pray about turning to God in Lent? Did she think about mortality and that life is fragile? Or did she attend because that's what you do on Ash Wednesday? I don't know. But just a few hours later, the reality of death was tragically real. So I'm going to ask you again, are you taking the message of Ash Wednesday seriously? Because there's no question about mortality. But today isn't about fatalism. It's about hope. It's about hope in the light of the reality of death. It's about understanding our mortality so that we can live lives to the fullest. Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent. It's a time of focused on repentance. You might take up a new spiritual discipline or abstain from something that draws you away from the Lord. Lent will hopefully mean you pray more, meditate on Scripture more, listen more closely to what God is saying to you. You may fast, you may give to the poor. And I pray for a more intimate relationship for the Lord this Lent, for all of us. Because in heaven, intimacy is not going to be a problem. But today, I find myself pulled in many directions with many calls on my time and my energy. And too often, it's God who I shortchange because he doesn't complain. And I suspect I'm not alone. Lent is a time to recommit and reset. In 2 Corinthians, Paul quotes the prophet Isaiah as he speaks for God, "In favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you." And Paul then goes on in verse 6 too, "Behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold." I'm sorry, I did it wrong. "Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Paul doesn't say that the day of salvation is distant or it happens on the day that we die. What he's saying is salvation is right now. It's today. Ash Wednesday isn't about just recognizing our mortality, but in that recognition, learning to live differently. I encourage you, as we enter Lent, to set aside time to spend with the Lord, listen for direction, fast, pray, be generous, but do them for the right reasons. We will have a weekly email Lenten devotional, which will come out each Tuesday, and it will give you some food for thought, some places to start, some prompts. It will ask you some questions to consider over Lent. And I pray you will draw nearer to God and more deeply into prayer and study, mission and service, because life is uncertain and we don't know what's going to happen. The Anglican priest Tish Harrison Warren writes in her new book, Prayer in the Night, that on Ash Wednesday, we are essentially saying, and I'm quoting, "Don't forget, we are but dust. You and I and everyone we know will die. The stuff we live for is fleeting. Hold on to what is real." You know, that's really powerful. Lent is a good time to ask God what you are holding on to that is fleeting in the scheme of eternity, and ask the Lord to show you how to let that burden down. We don't know when our mortal lives will end, but we are called in this Lenten season to turn to God, to turn to Jesus, and to learn in ways that are more, live in ways that are more holy, more Christ-like. Lent is about living in the tension between today is the day of salvation and we are but dust. How then shall you live? I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to the observance of a holy Lent. Amen. Amen.